century and beyond. Here's to many more. Kaya 959, 25 on the air. The best tea in the city. On Kaya 959. On the street. On the air. On Kaya 959.
It is a good morning to you. I hope you are well. Welcome to the show. It is the best team in the city. Thanks again to the breakfast team. They're back tomorrow between 6 and 9. We are together until midday. Have you ever experienced a relationship that ended abruptly? Have you ever experienced that? It must be heart-wrenching. Ask us if you have. I know I may be triggering. And the reason, let me give you the reason why we're talking about, because there are some lessons that we need to learn for yourself and for others. So allow me to invade and scab that wound today. The relationships end all the time and they will break you, right? Because like I said, no one enters a relationship for it to fail. But nothing breaks you more like a relationship that ends abruptly. Hey man, you'll go through stages, man, of grief. Hey? And how you recover from that, sometimes it takes forever. It even takes you losing the right person because you still haven't recovered from the abrupt ending of the previous relationships. You didn't see it coming. No, you didn't. It happened. Has it? How did it happen? I think that's the question.
Uncle Black, what happened to you?
Yo, it happened to me, I think, 2017. Other day, we were happy. The next day, sokumoshekile. And then I asked myself, and then what went wrong?
Wait.
Yeah, it was just one of those. And it took time to heal.
Yeah, it does. Stacy said, he said to me, when two people love each other the way we do, it's not okay. I had to pause it there. She says it took me 15 years to completely get over it. Yeah, sure, I was dating in between, but I held the flame for him. For the longest time, I even prayed for him to come back. I'm free now. Abana lady instigator. Ask his name. Look, this is the truth about our pursuit of love. Every time we engage with somebody we are attracted to, we are wired to look for the one. Statistically, women will go through 6 on average, some less obviously, men 7, some less likely, before they meet the one. And this is not flings, eh? This is relationships that were declared as we are exclusive and they're lasting more than 3 months. So I want to just give you the parameters of that statistic. Obviously, this was done, I think, UK and US, not here. So, yeah. So it might be different for us because we're a very conservative nation. So it might be even less. But it kind of gives you the scope of how we are always in search for the one. Hence, you don't get into it to fail. You don't fall in love. Or now, the new term, by the way, that is growing is we rise in love. We don't fall in love. Because when you fall in love, it's like you're not in control. You are in control. So that's why you rise in love. Okay? And another debate that comes, not even a debate, another school that comes from this whole falling in love, rising in love is we are learning to love. If you really think about it, every single day you're deliberately learning to love this person. That's how you make it work. You're constantly learning to love them. Anyway, that's another day. I just wanted to give you some parameters of why we're talking about what we need to talk about. At the core of this question is, we don't learn. We don't learn from past relationships. We don't. It's personal. I was hurt. I'm the victim. Boom. Okay. Bye. You take it to the next. And as you know it with life, until you have learned the lesson will keep on coming back. until you're past that level, so to speak. But there's nothing as hurting as when you're optimistic, your hopes, your vulnerability is on the table. And then, pow, the relationship ends. I repeat, no one falls in love to fail. While in it, without a warning, the relationship ends abruptly. Have you ever experienced it? That abrupt ending to a relationship. How did you find out? I know ghosting is one of them. Blue ticking is another. I would like to hear more of this is the conversation that came through, you know. And from that conversation, was there something for you to take and say, oh, maybe I could learn from that. Maybe not. I don't know. You tell me. Voice notes, of course.
Long time ago. Muntu wa disappear, no phone call, kurinji, wano disappear as if nothing had happened. Kore I stayed there, ngazibuza ukuthi kwenzakaleni. You know, uyahlala uhlanganisa one no one ukuthi kahle kahle. Was I the problem or kwenzakalani? Yo, usalana leyo 21 questions that you don't have answers to. But years later I learned hore ubuti had so many kids, no baby mama. So I think it's about 6 kids. So the family was like, you cannot leave this person na abantwana abangaka. So after those years, that's when I found closure. Horror issue. You know what? I was not the problem. We and she, and the relationship was just a scam.
All right. You're so triggered. I don't think you're ready for my 3 teaspoons. I'm gonna give them to you anyway.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the 3 teaspoons on why it ended abruptly. 1, they met someone else. They met someone else. Look, the one thing no one wants to hear is this. But it is always a possibility. I mean, if they found someone else, that's just one part of it. For them to decide to leave you for this other person also means that this other person provides more value than you in their eyes. And for their current needs, they believe the other person is a better fit. So, 2, their emotional needs were not met. When 2 people are in a relationship with each other, a lot of things are taken for granted and left unsaid. They don't deal with the elephant in the room. So arguably, the most important component of a successful relationship is making sure both your emotional needs are met. Even if the attraction between the 2 of you is great, you share similar goals and interests, it'll all be for nothing if both of you are not emotionally fulfilled. The last teaspoon of the 3 teaspoons on why it ended abruptly. They couldn't trust you or themselves with you. I mean, trust is an integral part of the relationship. It is the foundation for intimacy, for comfort, even attraction to an extent, and even fights. Because if you trust each other, you can fight well. And if they felt they couldn't trust you, they would not be able to continue the relationship, or simply they couldn't trust themselves with you. Some people's love is like a bright light. Not anyone can handle it. If you just tuned in, we're talking about no one enters a relationship for them to fail. Everyone enters a relationship for it to work out, always searching for the one. And when it fails and there are signs, that's fine, because at least somehow you find a way of dealing with it. There's nothing as painful as when a relationship ends abruptly. No sign, no warning, just boom, like that. In this hour, I asked, especially Machita, I need your voice notes. You can remain anonymous, please. Feel free to do that. But I want you to tell me about that time you met her, she accepted you, and her love was pure, but your intentions were not. And you ended up saying, nothing of her fault, but she's left thinking it's her fault. Why? Because you had to end that relationship abruptly because you realized she's too pure for my ill intentions or my unpure intentions. It has happened, right? I'm sure you'll phrase it differently or even better, but you get what I'm saying. You get the gist of it. Pash, what happened to you?
Mina umuntu wavele wathula, wangathatha ama calls wami, wangangifonela sengiyabathe message whatever. But the funny part, azange block or anything. He just stopped talking to me over the phone. And mind you, this was a distant relationship. So I thought, already there is nothing I can do if someone is not talking to me. Imagine me going all the way, mangifika umuntu angezi or whatever. So it was just, gee, that's when I knew ukuthi phelile. Ngaqala ngathi ngibane waiting and hoping. Namanje, I'm waiting and hoping. Yaphela kanjalo nje.
Can you still feel the pain in her voice though?
Huh. Oh my God, you are triggering some of us so bad. Yeah, so 1 minute we're getting married, huh. The family was supposed to be meeting and all that. And then the next thing, disappearing eggs. Oh my God, that really broke me. Unfortunately for me, I was left with a few months pregnancy. I was left with the loan. Okay, no, I know we don't take loans for guys, but yes, we were supposed to get married, remember? So yeah, I haven't seen the guy in 1 year, 4 months. And the child is 9 months. Yeah. Mujolo has dealt with me. I'm not coming again. Thank you very much.
Oh, askies. But let's also be fair. Sisters, yes. He was a gone guy. He even popped the question and maybe surprised you with a ring, but deep down you knew he's not the one to spend the rest of your life with. He's okay for now. It's just for a season. Maybe for that one particular reason. I like it rhymes. You had to end it. You've done it, ne? Remain anonymous. It's fine. Send me that voice note. You end up with someone.
Mm.
Obviously, we're always searching for the one.
Of course.
And then it ends abruptly. What is the worst thing to do while you're going through that pain?
Begging them to stay.
Yeah.
Calling at 3 o'clock in the morning. Are you sure?
Think about it.
I know you've blocked me.
And I'm calling from a different phone. Hey. So you'd pick up.
You actually went out of your way to get a new SIM card, yes. So that you can just call me.
Yes, or call from the office. Unknown number.
I have a number.
Don't do it. Don't pitch up at the office either. We just need to talk. Tamo, just say we just need to talk. Don't do it, girl.
Yeah.
Don't.
Sage advice.
Please, man. Walk out with a little bit of dignity. Because Mjolo can humble you.
I know it will.
Take your dignity and throw it out. We've been there.
Hmm. What is the best thing to do?
Umyeke. Umuntu mengasakufuna. Umyeke.
Even though inhliziyo.
Inhliziyo amfuna yona.
Imuthande.
Yay, imfuna la. And inhliziyo sathi you are the one. Even though you told me, ukuthi this is not working out.
Even the name of this person, I missed the pain and the cloud and the confusion. But the name just makes the heart sing.
Yo. Mumbona nje noma ubona isithombe.
And you're like, no, heart. That's not home anymore.
Love don't live there no more.
Angie. Your heart needs to get a new home.
Yeah,
But who? When your heart is like that, who must you look to?
You know what I do?
Yeah.
I know. When you feel like, oh my gosh, this relationship, I feel like for me, and I'm being honest here, I feel like really being spiritual actually helps me because it takes my mind off
you.
How dark, yes, or how,
you're paying attention less to yourself.
I'm feeling about the situation.
Yeah.
And so doing something like meditating, like prayer, it helps. To calm and ease so that you can actually have a clear mind and think clearly and see that, hey, we got here.
So basically pay yourself attention.
Yes.
So pull it back.
See, I'm on Twitter.
Look at WhatsApp.
Siyababona. When all of a sudden, I am child's favorite, God's favorite child. God's favorite child, man.
Putting up a status. I don't need any of this. What's going outside?
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Yeah, boy.
Because I'm God's favorite child. And you're like, ooh, go.
If there's one thing that love has done, has brought out more philosophers.
Yay! Spiritual seekers.
It has filled, seats in the church.
Yes.
And the gym memberships go high.
Absolutely. R&B playlists go up.
Hey.
Just so you can cry.
They make money with that playlist, Jack.
Uyidlale, ucule, ukhale.
Was wrong,
you know
lyrics.
The ugly cry. Oh, the wicked.
What on, was finishing me. I found somebody new. Till Scott. 3:01 after 11. There's nothing like being with the right person at the wrong time.
I'm one of those actually who ghost people and then kya without saying anything. But then Lina Nalungshaya, but recently, she was the right person, I was the right person. And then the only thing resulting it was time. I went, like we were the right people but at the wrong time. If we could have met earlier or maybe later, then we could be saying something else right now.
Anon, I wonder what you said when you broke it off.
I met this guy early last year. He was perfect. He loved me so much. He was head over heels with me. Yo, guys, I don't know when last did I date someone that loved me so much. And one day, he just changed, like all of a sudden. It's been a year now, and I'm still recovering. I don't know. I don't know if I'll ever get over it, but yeah. I don't know what happened, and I just wish things didn't change. But it is what it is.
It is what it is, Mahabu. What we're talking about, that relationship ended abruptly. Eh? No sign, no warning.
Yo, Uncle T. Hey, na ke na o dirile motho jwalo ka sia brother so ba jwalo ka some good next. Re di tsole monate. Then the next thing ka stop on phone na ka stop on mo bona ka stop even everything. Ona jono brother so nyetse le nna ke nyetse mara ha re kopana. Hey, dia khutla. Di feelings sele tsa gare mara it's too late now.
Ah, mara Lisa, what first story ka ofel? What happened? Why did you end it abruptly? Because that's the thing we don't do. We don't go to the reasons, right? And again, because you have been ghosted and blocked, it's very difficult for you to even ask those questions. Okay, so that I know, is it me or is it you? We don't go there. But again, even when you don't get the answers, because the person who needs to give you answers, that's why closure is important. But when that person is not available to help you with closure, then what do? Hence the question, what is the worst thing to do when you're going through such a breakup? Because I am of the opinion that an abrupt ending to a relationship takes longer to, you take longer to recover from. Because there's so many questions. As opposed to the one that gave you a bit of warning. So ke mandanyana man these days, man. Mangapela nyeng mangal. But the one that is like a car accident. Boom, that person was here, that next day gone. Like how? They were not sick over time. They didn't prepare you. You get what I mean? So what is the worst thing to do? I'll take a call on that. I will. Alright? So call me, please.
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-000-00959.
Baba T, I decided to shut down ngendaba yokuthi I felt irrelevant. I felt not needed, not wanted. Signs were there. That is a pambili. What if you're hambili and only be stagilich? I'm going to go reverse Baba T. It's not going anywhere.
Sure. Hey, D, good morning.
Hi, how are you,
Tibota? Tibos will just do. Welcome.
Yeah. Hey, you bring me a deep topic. That topic brings me a lot of energy.
Yeah.
A lot of thinking deep.
Tell me what happened.
We are in a good relationship, walking the road together, trying to patch up where there's a potholes. Mm-hmm. Things are not normal for the lady. I try everything of my best. I went to the church to go and pray for him. Things must come right. Things came right for him. Suddenly one day I was sleeping. When I wake up, I know you went to work early. When I wake up next to the sideboard where I find a card saying, now it's time to depart.
Hey.
What? Time to depart? I tried to call him. He said to me, he'll come back and speak to me when he came back from work. When he came back, he didn't came back exactly the right time. Came back when I was sleeping. The next morning, I wake up early. I tried to speak to him. He said, no, we'll speak tomorrow. Till today, I still sit and think, what went wrong to me? If I was wrong, he's supposed to tell me.
Yes.
I'm wrong with this.
Yes.
But you know, she never said anything. She just dumped me like that. After all the doors that were closed for him start to open, I see that, okay, the lady went to Spain, the lady went to Libya, the lady went to Kuala Lumpur, now things are moving.
Yeah.
It means I'm the stumbling block. I just take it like that, because when I came back home, my mother told me, say, look, this is not the only end of the world for you. Just look around and see what you want to see.
How far back is this?
Because it's my son now, it's 20 years.
What do you mean? It was 20 years ago?
20 years ago.
Yes.
And you're still feeling the pain?
I'm still feeling the pain.
I still feel that pain because I didn't understand why she dumped me just like that.
Oh, my gosh. Askies.
Is she supposed to tell me for something wrong I've done, and then we can sit down and discuss it? As I was always helping him. When he come back from work, I can see his face is not right. I sit here. I tell him, sit down. I make a tea. I ask him what's wrong at work, and then he tells me. And then I tell him, do this, don't do this.
Have you since moved on? Did you find someone?
I did move on, and since after that, I never saw him in front of my face. I only see his cousins. They always ask me, are you okay? I say, yes, I'm okay. What's wrong? They don't want to talk.
Thank you. Ask you, Steve.
This is not about me, but there's a lady yesterday I was with that was telling me that she's ready to break off her relationship, and the guy doesn't even know it, but she has fallen out of love for some time now.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
She's ready to just break it off, and she's even looking for a place to stay. So I guess it's abruptly on the person that is being dumped, but not on the person that is
not on
deciding
the
maybe to end the relationship. Mm, that's my opinion. Mm,
thank you, Vince.
Mr. T, 2019, I went from size 36 to a 32 in 2 months. Yeah, that's how bad it was, because I couldn't talk to anyone. I couldn't explain what was happening. People were busy asking me, right, we are cool. I went to Galan. What's wrong? I was like, I'm stressed because there was some savings. And my teenage daughter is pressing me, Ganti. Next. It was the love. It was someone that I thought it was the love of my life. Yeah. I haven't seen that person since then. But yeah, December, things on born and ask how I will react.
Yeah.
Because yeah, December, I'm going to Polokwane. And then I'll see that person.
Askies. Anon, hi.
Hi, how are you, Ngoti?
Oh, don't be long on about to awesome moods, I get.
I
can't tell you. I can't sleep. Oh, you really? After how long?
Close to a year, nine to 10 months.
Lejola, oh, chora tiki kirele mood.
Ke chora tiki kirele mood. Ha feta mutate kuya honyala.
There were no signs?
Before Nedi see you, Mari, it really get to confront the situation. Give one or Mari, no, Mona.
Nedi let the Musa di Boni, or would you brush her off?
Yes, I'm getting brush her off. Like, maybe I was too gullible, I give.
Yeah. And then, is this you? Is this your fault? Or you have learned her this was not anything to do with you?
No, it was nothing to do with me. It wasn't my fault.
Exactly.
Came out against the decision I am saying, and I tried now for a relationship. You ever again, no, this is not for me.
Mara, si so certain sa tan so kung wayan?
No, definitely. I mean, it's a kung windy long kore kito ko pila kayon.
Why? It was not your fault.
Yeah, it was not my fault, Mare. You know, if kung kaya ra something is wrong, yes, it's something that I still need to deal with.
because the disappointment still there with you.
Yes.
Because like I said, you don't enter a relationship for it to fail.
Definitely.
Motho ga go yena mo mpya go yang. Ah, lo yena ka ra witse go khetha yana.
E seng gore ke bone maybe ke itse go khetha re. Maybe ke itse ba re a itse go
ke bo pin. Ai man o tsa fela man.
Ai, ai, ang
go ke. A go iketle man, a go iketle. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye bye. Hey, Tools. Tulani?
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, man. Welcome.
All right, man. Hey, suppose I'm a clever, but anyway.
Hey, so really strong. So live on that one.
Strong. I know. That thing happened actually twice.
Oh, man.
The first one, the root one, really sharp, everything is normal. Only to find that you're not sure, you're not sure, you're not sure. Only to find that much baba ukwan. But a ploma cow fella in Nagahawara, the motor about 10, maybe with you, bear control. Bonabaya, the war of all, I go to this guy.
Yo.
He's not so tall like a tall like a rat, lapoon. Are re tlapo go tio motho
e
ba le yellow bone
so ona ka mogomo what lowa o mona kwa
a ke tsena tlapo nga kere hey what's all ammo it like a motor and no what's all arrive at ga wa le motho ra utwana le Gotta serious yeah okay you know look so go but anyway I accepted the garo okay I hope you are. Then, on Mungwe, yeah, I will be pregnant while I'm going to Lena. Rona is on the other reason.
Protection.
While I can't check up with Santota. It's not a prayer or pregnancy. The ones here feel like just like that.
Have you accepted that this has nothing to do with you?
Nah, yes, I've accepted that. But nothing to do with me. But anyway, I'm happy. November 21 years
ago. You pour out a lot of love and people can't handle it like a shine, you know? You're too blinding. You're too blinding. Thank you, Tulani.
Oh, mina, I'm one of them. Mang bon uti relationship le, I in seven zel, and mang ukjela upizu une iko yako. Hai, gya puma gamnandi angi babais. Ngoba the more babaisi, the more bazukelabo. Hai, let's work it out again. Give me another chance. Sibalagalabo another chance, tati. Ai, sizopel, angono velushie lapo. Nga valanga ne keitui. Uhambunta kantu ya buya ganti tololo. So hambile bayivi.
Patumba mudi mpumi. That relationship ended abruptly at Baghdad Cafe.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.